The official language in Uganda is English. But visitors to this African country soon recognize that the English spoken here is different from British or American English. Ugandan English has a strong local flavor. For example, what does it mean when someone orders a Rolex at a food stand or beeps someone on the telephone? To make life easier for foreigners in Uganda, linguist Bernard Sapiti made a small dictionary. It is a helpful guide for those interested in understanding Ugandan English, also known as Uglish.
There are certain periods when Ugandans coin words, and one of those are the election seasons. You know, there are politicians here whose entire vocabulary almost is Uglish, and they are very successful people in this country who cannot actually use standard English. So at first I thought, you know, why don't I actually do something about this and let the outside world know why we speak the way they do?
He notes that from business people to high-level politicians, nearly everyone in Uganda uses Uglish.
There are over 40 languages spoken in this country and over 60 ethnic groups. So you find that, you know, every small group takes up the English language and make it their own, and you end up with a very unique, some people call strange, variety of English.
So what are some of the strange things Ugandans say?
When a Ugandan has not seen you for a while, like we are meeting after a long time, the first thing I tell you is that you are lost. It doesn't mean that you are in a wrong place. It simply means I haven't seen you in a while. And also you'll find that we use the word please a lot. You'll find that the word please is used in very strange circumstances where a foreigner would not be expecting it. For example, I can say thank you, please.
But does everyone speak the same Uglish? Reporter Sergino Roseblad went to the streets of Uganda's capital, Kampala, to find out.
If I would say you are lost, what would that mean in Ugandan English?
Ugandan English, it would mean... No, not really. Yeah.
You're lost, it means... In case you've taken long to see someone, it means you're lost.
And what's a Rolex?
A mixture of chapati and eggs. It's just chapati fried, eggs fried, and then they're rolled into a chapati to make that whole thing of roll eggs. It was basically roll eggs, but they just made it Rolex.
So it has nothing to do with a watch?
No, nothing at all.
Bernard Sabiti says Uganda's public education system does not do enough to teach students how to read and write in standard English.
In the course of my research, I realized that actually this is also a class issue. This is a class thing. You find that the middle classes, the people who have a lot of money, and they send their kids to these private expensive schools, where their kids are taught very well, where they have access to reading materials, you find that those people, those students, end up being able to speak a far more standard English than these ones who are going through the public schools, which are poorly funded, where textbooks are not enough. Because, you know, one of the reasons is that English is increasing every year is that... The reading culture is very, very poor in this country.
And that may be why there is a popular saying in Uganda, if you want to hide a treasure, hide it in a book. Bernard Sabiti does not think Uglish will ever replace more widely accepted forms of English. But he does think Uglish will gain a few more expressions since Uganda is preparing for elections. I'm Adam Brock. Words in this story. Linguist, noun. A person who studies language. Standard English, noun. The form and style of the English language that is accepted as the norm in an English-speaking country. Coin, verb. To create something, like a word or phrase, that other people begin to use. Circumstance, noun. A condition or fact that affects a situation. Chapati, noun. A kind of flatbread.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。